It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the state's response to coronavirus can become more targeted as it begins testing more people. Colorado has nearly doubled the size of its team working to trace and contain the virus, and the state has developed an online tool where Coloradans can report their symptoms. Both will help officials identify potential outbreaks faster. Here's the governor.
Meaning, oh my goodness, there's 11 cases that are connected to this office building. Rather than risk locking down the entire city or county or economy, we need to lock down and isolate those who work in this particular building because they might be at increased risk.
The state hopes to test up to 8,500 people per day by the end of May. The number of businesses seeking to operate in Colorado is dropping as the pandemic slams the state's economy. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
New business filings for the state declined 5.6% during the first quarter, according to researchers at CU Boulder. On top of that, applications for trademarks dropped more than 15%. According to the report, the declines point to a bleak employment picture for many months to come. Colorado's jobless rate exceeded the national average last month. The state's reliance on tourism and the energy sector is fueling unemployment. In fact, new business filings started to slow in February, prior to any COVID-19-related lockdown due to turmoil in oil prices. The slide accelerated dramatically in March when social distancing took effect. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The state health department has granted Mesa County a waiver from part of the state's COVID-19 restrictions. Under the exception, restaurants can begin limited dining room service, and houses of worship and fitness centers will be able to welcome some back. Mesa is the second county to get a waiver, and at least two others have applied for them. Mesa County's had just 39 coronavirus cases, and officials say they have health care capacity to accommodate some increase in infections. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.